Our introductory health and temperance topic is entitled The Bullseye. The subject of temperance in all its bearings has an important place in the work of salvation. In a simple dartboard target, there are a series of concentric rings around a central circle. The central circle is the bullseye. Hitting the bullseye results in the greatest number of points, the greatest benefit for your effort. Hitting succeeding rings outside the central circle results in lesser number of points, less benefit for your efforts. The greatest benefit for your efforts results from accumulating the greatest number of points, the greatest reward for your efforts throughout the period of play. In a similar manner, hitting the bullseye in our lifestyle results in the greatest benefit. So, in our health and temperance time together, we will look at what our God has told us has the greatest benefit for both our short lives here on earth and our future eternal lives with Jesus in heaven. The central bullseye is that which God first told Adam and Eve immediately following their creation. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food." Genesis 1, verse 29. On the third day of creation, God created foods. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Genesis 1, 11 through 13. There are three foods: grass, primarily for the beasts of the field, which at that time included both those that chew the cud and those that today we consider to be flesh eaters; herb, that yields seed, wheat, rice, corn, and other vegetables; fruit of a tree, seed that is in itself. The beasts of the field included both what we think of today as domesticated farm animals. The cow and the lamb are examples, as well as wild animals of the world such as bear and lion. Fruit is the seed found on a tree. One of the advantages of eating fruits is that God says that we may eat as much as we want without harming either the quantity of our life or the quality of our health. He, God, does not say the same for green herbs or any of the many other things that we are accustomed to eating today. Because of sin, our lives now require work to bring grass, herbs, vegetables, and fruits to our tables. We eat more of the herbs, vegetables, now than was in the original diet. And bread from grains has replaced fruits as our primary food. Some of us can tell you that tilling the ground, digging it up so the grasses and weeds die, breaking up the soil so the seeds can be planted and easily sprout, removing the rocks so the seeds can be planted, removing the thorns and thistles, praying for rain and sun at the appropriate times, and even harvesting, can be hard work that is needed to be done at certain times of the year. The fruit versus vegetable debate can sometimes reach such a fever pitch that the law must step in. In the 1893 United States Supreme Court case Nix versus Hendon, the court ruled unanimously that an imported tomato should be taxed as a vegetable rather than as a less taxed fruit. The court acknowledged that a tomato is a botanical fruit, but went with what they called the ordinary definitions of fruit and vegetable. the ones used in the kitchen. Even the now abandoned North American Free Trade Agreement had pages and pages of specific definitions and identifications of fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. Green beans, fruit or herb or grass. It's an herb, a vegetable. Apple, fruit, herb, or grass. Fruit. Corn, fruit, herb, or grass. It's an herb, a vegetable. Blueberries, does it grow on a tree? Does it have a woody trunk? Does it return year after year? Fruit, herb, or grass? Fruit. Strawberry, does it grow on a tree? Does it have a woody trunk? Does it return year after year? Fruit, herb, or grass? Fruit. By the way, the strawberry is the only fruit with the seeds on the outside. Does that disqualify it from being a fruit? Lettuce. Fruit, herb, or grass? Can I call this grass? We eat the green leaves. It does go to seed if left alone, just as the grass in our lawn does. Pecans. Does it grow on a tree? Does it have a woody trunk? Does it return year after year? Fruit, herb, or grass? Fruit. The creation story does not use the term nut. However, Genesis 43 verse 11 does mention pistachio nuts and almonds. And in the Song of Solomon 6:11, the Shulamite woman mentions nuts also. Peanuts. Does it grow on a tree? This one is just weird. Does it grow on a tree? Yes. Does it have a woody trunk? Yes. Does it return year after year? Yes. But unlike most trees, most tree fruits, the flower forms a peg that descends into the ground, and a pod forms below ground that contains the seed that are peanuts, fruit, herb, or grass. It's a fruit. The pineapple does not grow on a tree, nor does it continue from year to year, nor does it have a woody stem. The multiple flowers turn into berries that merge into one object that we see as a pineapple. Left alone, the pineapple remains green, but when exposed to ethylene 1 week prior to harvest, the fruit turns a bright yellow. The same process as is used for bananas after they are harvested, shipped, and received by the grocery stores. Fruit, herb, or grass? This is an herb, not a fruit. Bananas that we buy in the store today are a mutated variety that does not naturally form seeds. Wild bananas have large, hard seeds, but over time, bananas cultivated by humans have been bred to have smaller and smaller seeds. A modern domesticated banana has a tiny, infertile black speck where the seed used to be. In a sense, this may be called genetically engineered through the process of mutation selection and encouragement by humans. Still, the original banana is a fruit. Whether the modern seedless banana is still a fruit by God's definition is for you to decide. Navel orange. No seeds. Here is another mutation that has been selectively cultivated by humans to have no seeds. The anthers do not develop pollen. This orange tree cannot reproduce without our help. In other instances, the flowers are sprayed to prevent the formation of seeds. In either case, and God said, "See, I have given you every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food." Genesis 1:29. And yet, we would call this a fruit. When faced with the conflicting definitions of food groups, we should consult the definitions that God, the Creator, gave to Adam and Eve both inside the Garden of Eden and after the fall from grace outside the Garden of Eden. The greatest benefit to our physical well-being, our spiritual well-being, our ability to reason, and our long and happy life lies in seeking to always eat the best foods prescribed by God. This is a chart of Adventist Church members and their diet according to the Seventh-day Adventist Global Membership Survey of 2018. 14% eat meat most days. 24% are pescatarians, vegetarian plus eating fish. 32% eat meat once a week or less. 11% eat meat a few times per week. 14% are vegetarian, eating fruit, vegetables, grains, and nuts, plus milk and eggs for some. Only 5% are vegan, eating only fruit, vegetables, grains, and nuts. Which target ring are you aiming for? Does this give you the maximum benefits? May God bless your efforts to aim for His perfect target, the food bullseye.